Process technology, manufacturing environments, and process types. Let's take a closer look at how the manufacturing environments and process types relate to process technology. Process technology and manufacturing environments. The four basic manufacturing environments are engineer-to-order, ETO, manufacture-to-order, MTO, assemble-to-order, ATO, and make-to-stock, MTS. These environments may be more or less appropriate for different phases in the product lifecycle. As part of this lifecycle, the environments are often seen as evolutionary. An organization may start with ETO or MTO, and then move toward ATO and MTS as its volumes increase. However, in some cases, the environments are not evolutionary. An organization may simply position itself where it finds the greatest strategic fit for its present plans, and it may never move from there. Engineer to order. In the ETO environment, few items are produced, low volume, and each is unique, great variety. For example, for an airport design and construction job, the lead time is very long. The work is complex and requires a variety of skills, and it is usually done in stages, perhaps waiting for the completion of other tasks or customer approval before proceeding. In terms of operations performance, projects must meet agreed client deliverables that would require speed, meeting the promised delivery date, and quality, conformance to promised specifications and processes. Cost performance will be important, since payment is specified to a large degree in an upfront contract. Margins will be higher, however, because there are fewer competitors who can provide comparable levels of capabilities. Workers must be able to shift easily based on priorities and customer feedback. Direct process technology will therefore need to be numerous, specialized, and distributed among the multiple subcontractors likely on such a project. Architects will have architectural software, and a painting subcontractor will have lifts and painting equipment, make to order. In the MTO environment, a greater volume of product is generally produced than with ETO. For example, the airport project may subcontract to a hardware and software developer who specializes in airport tower control systems. Upon receipt of the contract, this manufacturer uses existing software modules and creates customized bridges between the modules to fit the needs of the project. They probably sell multiple systems each year, and those systems can vary in terms of capability and capacity. Work begins only after the order is received, and components are a combination of existing and customized elements. The lead time is not as long as for the airport, the tasks and skills are not quite as diverse, and the work proceeds in an intermittent fashion, testing at each stage before handing the product off to the next layer of development. Customer-facing performance metrics, customer service and dependability, are important in MTO. Margins remain higher in this environment, assembled to order. The ATO environment is distinctive in that, while it still waits for an order to begin work, it creates product primarily from components in stock. For example, the airport project may include offices with cubicles. The airport project manager places an order for cubicle walls of certain dimensions and made with a specified covering. The ATO business that receives this order uses its stock and one of its designs to fill the order. The frames are cut to the right size and connected, see-through sections or sliding doors may be added, and the specified material is used to finish the items. The ATO business produces more volume each year, and its products are sufficiently varied to meet the types of designs it usually receives. Its lead time is shorter, workers tend to specialize in one task, and the order follows a designated route through the shop to completion and shipping. As volume increases, cost performance becomes important and dependability and quality become more difficult, but critical to maintain, make to stock. The MTS organization is producing large amounts of the same item. These may be individual units or products produced only in large amounts, such as steel rods, oil, grains, concrete, and so on. In the example of the airport project, MTS business plays a major role. Light fixture manufacturers sell thousands of light assemblies for installation. These products are manufactured before the order. Orders are filled from existing stock, and unless the orders are unexpectedly large, they are filled quickly. Jobs in the MTS environment tend to be repetitive. Workers repeat the same tasks with each batch produced. The process technology should automate as much of this repetitive work as possible to reduce both labor costs and worker fatigue. Control over costs is especially important in the MTS environment. This includes managing supplier performance closely to avoid interruptions in production, forecasting supplies and production carefully to minimize inventory costs, and investing carefully in the expensive technology needed to produce this level of volume. Competitive forces are more likely to keep margins low. Process technology and process types. There is a natural fit of technology to the processes that are used in the manufacturing environments. Exhibit 1-46 shows the process technology scales overlaid on the five process types. Exhibit 1-46, process technology and manufacturing process types. Operation strategy differentiates processes by the three characteristics shown in Exhibit 1-46. Scale refers to the number of technology units required to process the work. For example, in the airline industry, carriers that specialize in transoceanic routes tend to have fewer but larger planes. Commuter airlines that connect smaller airports with larger hubs have more but smaller planes. The project and work center environments tend to have more units of technology, for example, more desktop computers, each with copies of software, than the line or continuous environments, for example, a single computer system that can be accessed from multiple points. Another example is a large naphtha cracker that continuously produces gasoline, kerosene, and light gas oils. Automation refers to the degree to which human intelligence or skill is applied in the process. In a project process, human workers use technology as a tool to transform products. In a line or continuous process, computerized systems or robots may perform tasks with human monitoring but little intervention. Coupling refers to the degree to which technology is integrated in the process. In project processes, there may be little benefit to investing in technology that can connect processes. The manufacturing process types are defined and illustrated in Exhibit 1-47. Operation strategy notes, however, that as technology expands capability and drops in price, projects and work centers may find it feasible, beneficial, and sometimes necessary from a competitive perspective to change their process technology strategy.